But you mean you have to look that much further. You have to go over the hill rather than just up the hill this time. I must say the tree albums, if you're not careful, you just make the writing a continuation of the album before, rather than starting something new, trying to say something new on the album, which hopefully is what it's about. Well, I first heard the Trio Golgotha when I'd finished the last album, and I was devastated. I think everyone that hears it for the first time is. It's incredibly powerful music, and I listened to it for a long time, and started thinking how nice it would be if I could somehow work to you. I've worked with Irish musicians before, and Irish music, I think, is in my blood because my mother's Irish. My brothers were always playing it when I was a kid. I've got a real affinity for Irish music, and really knew nothing about Bulgarian music until a few years ago. But when you hear it and you relate it to something like Irish music, there are a lot of similarities. And when you do that, you tend to listen through their ears, which is a very useful technique. So you're hearing the music in a slightly more objective way, pretending to be that person listening to it for the first time. That can help tremendously as to whether it feels interesting to them, or it's boring, or there's a slump here. And quite often, having played something to people at an early list stage, I might well go away and edit it out or change that. It's important to get that outside input, even if it's just to gauge your own feelings about it. I've never thought of myself as a dancer, and I suppose I've never really thought of myself as a singer, you know. It's just all things that came together with writing songs. I got an incredible amount out of it, but I would never think of myself as a dancer because I always have to stop. I just can't ever hold it together. I suppose I'm too obsessive about making albums. I can hold it together once I'm out of the studio, but I just don't have the discipline, I guess. Videos are when the song has a story, when it is actually like a story that you could then turn into a little piece of film. So that crowd busting, that's a lot of fun to make. It is a story, and I'm actually telling the story visually. I love to make a film, even if it's just a short film. It's that going back to that storytelling process again, where I'd be able to do it with pictures as well as sound, and putting the two together is such a powerful thing. I've often seen a great film with bad music, or vice versa, and you always feel this kind of... And when you do get a great film with great music, it is very powerful. I think sometimes directors are scared of very good music, you know, because they're frightened at all. So I think they can work very powerfully together. Not that I'd necessarily be able to do that, but I would love to play with that music.